A housing crisis and then floods. The government is scrambling really to provide longer-term accommodation for hundreds of people who've been displaced in Auckland. The temporary accommodation service is now tasked with putting a roof over their heads, has a kitty of portable cabins ready to deploy to Auckland, and is not ruling out using camper vans. As it says, all options are on the table. Here with more is Amy Williams.
Khadija is among the hundreds of people staying in emergency accommodation. She's in a hotel in the central city. She had just moved to Auckland to study law when the flooding took out the rental she was due to move into.
The accommodation is completely buggered. In other words, it's a shamble. They would have to touch bases with the council, do all the quick checks and stuff like that to see if it's safe for people to either stay in or not. And so far, it's not safe. It's deemed as unsafe.
Khadija says she and the other families staying at the hotel are worried about finding a home.
A lot of us are worried because we're only allocated a certain amount of time here, and if we ever get that phone call or ever get that knock on the door stating that, hey, you need to actually look at moving, your time's up, they've only paid for a certain amount of time, I guess not only myself, others are worried about where we will head next.
The Temporary Accommodation Service sits within the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment and is activated after natural disasters, is the lead agency for people to contact when they need a place to live. Its response recovery manager, Julia Shanahan, says they have 32 bespoke, self-contained one- and two-bedroom cabins on standby.
What we're exploring at the moment is either placing them on individual properties or looking at something more alike to a village formation. So we're looking at both options at the moment.
Exactly where these will go will depend on the suitability of the land and where they're most needed. Other options are on the table.
We've looked at many different supply options. So camper vans is something that we've looked at the moment. We haven't decided to deploy any, but it's definitely something that we will consider.
For now, Julia Shanahan urges anyone displaced by the flooding in Auckland to contact the Temporary Accommodation Service via its website or 0800 number.
Even if people are staying with friends and whānau, but maybe thinking that they need a longer-term accommodation solution, we'd encourage people to register so we can consider their supply and demand for the future.
She says they're focused on placing people in or near the community they live in. Many agencies are helping, including the Society of St Vincent de Paul. Its general manager, Delphine Assorti, says a young couple with a baby signed up for support and talked about how hard families are finding living in emergency accommodation, such as hotels.
They also managed to talk to us about some other families that were there. They didn't have little ones, but were kind of struggling as well, just to kind of make sense of it all. It's not easy living in a hotel and having access to hot meals.
Khadija has been told she can stay at the hotel, which is part of the emergency accommodation response, for 2 weeks.
Will someone come and speak to us all here in order to try and get us placed in permanent housing? How much does that cost each week? Is it going to be market rents, or is it going to be affordability where we can actually afford to be able to stay there long permanent, maintain a secure, stable accommodation?
Questions she'd like answered.